Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. Now, Veritas' Truth in Cloud study found that many organizations are struggling to define best practices in data protection to accommodate the cloud. There exists an even more alarming misconception about whose responsibility it is when it comes to backing up and protecting cloud data.
Well, 84.7% of respondents globally, 89.6% in Singapore, believe the cloud provider is responsible for backing up cloud data. Well, this is akin to believing that the Housing Development Board is responsible for protecting the valuables you have at home.
So it's been 2 years since the last Truth in Cloud study, and this misconception remains. Back in 2017, 83% of the respondents globally, in Singapore it was 86%, thought that their organization's cloud service provider will be protecting their workloads and data against outages. So whose responsibility ultimately is it? We'll find out from Andy Ng, who's head of technical sales and services at Veritas APJ. Andy, thanks for joining us today.
Happy to be here.
First up, though, talk to us about the associated risks of cloud adoption and how can they be mitigated. The benefits of cloud, obviously, we don't need to argue, but the risks.
So plenty of risks for cloud adoption. I think IT teams must be certain that applications and data are recoverable in case of data corruption, human error, natural disaster, and even ransomware. A single failure can cost a business enormously. Mm. And last year, we saw that with one of our global customers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In a matter of weeks, we had outages for all the employees and losses amounting to $40 to $50 million.
Oh, dear. Mm-hmm.
While respondents in the Truth in Cloud report noted the desire to be able to recover data as far back as at least 10 years, only 13% globally, and actually only 9.4%, so less than 10% in Singapore, are able to achieve this goal.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
So often I think IT teams expect adopted hosted cloud providers to deliver the same results as on-premise providers. And so organizations without a clear cloud data management strategy will see challenges ahead.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm curious, how are Singapore businesses, I mean, here we're referring to SMEs and enterprises alike, I mean, how are they moving their digital by shifting more data and workloads to the cloud?
Right. So I think businesses are choosing the cloud for a variety of deployments. I think 3-4 years ago, we saw a lot of businesses using the cloud as a storage target. So it's akin to using iCloud for additional storage for your phone.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, as technologies become more mature, they have now gradually moved to protect their workloads, cloud-based application workloads in the cloud. And then the third phase are organizations using the cloud for on-demand data centers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's real where we're really seeing a maturity of adoption over the last couple of years.
So obviously with that adoption of cloud, businesses recognize the need for better data protection because of such things as regulatory change, for example, in the EU and data growth. But they're still struggling with this misconception with data responsibility. Why is that?
Well, a couple of multiple reasons. I think definitely cloud budgets have increased and largely due to regulatory requirements.
Mm.
So I think a lot of us know about GDPR in
yeah.
the EU.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's not only creating the demand to retain data for longer periods, it's and ultimately impacting an increasing storage requirement. One of the requirements for GDPR is for you to actually delete personal identifiable information.
Mm-hmm.
So knowing exactly where this information is and deleting it when you don't have consent to keep it, it's actually critical.
Knowing where it is the key,
exactly.
Isn't it?
So you need to have visibility.
Mm.
You need to be able to classify your data so that you know where it is. Because if not, you'll be you know, looking at your proverbial needle in the haystack, if
yeah.
you will.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what I mean beyond regulation, I mean what do you think brought about the increased awareness though?
So I think the awareness is still pretty hasn't really, if you look at a report done 2 years ago. I think there's still misconception. In fact, has actually gradually increased.
Oh, no. So no awareness. What's brought that about?
Right. And there's a lot of reasons, right? Because I think as technologies become more mature, a lot of companies are so focused on driving for cloud adoption, they haven't really paid attention to best practices. Right. So, and this has created the misconception.
We're speaking with Andy Ng, who's head of technical sales and services at Veritas APJ, talking about their Truth in Cloud study, where it seems everyone's just shoving their responsibility onto cloud providers and then, oh, hands off. But we're also talking about a single backup solution, Andy, you're saying is preferred. But I thought the cloud was the single backup solution. Talk us through it.
Right. So single backup is preferred because as data becomes more siloed and with data growth, you've got now data spread across different locations, such as on-premise, your classic data center, or it's now could be in a cloud. So it's actually tougher to see, to manage, to access, and to protect, creating significant challenges. So the adoption of point solution will increase complexity as IT departments struggle to manage and integrate different IT tools. And that's why a single backup solution will provide better data visibility and also control, and that will then enable organizations to reduce IT complexity.
It feels easier said than done, though, Andy. You're talking about several sources I pull all to put in this one place, right? That does not sound easy.
Definitely. I mean, I think that's why there is such a great opportunity for Veritas in this space. Obviously, it's still in its infancy, and it is the future. And as companies adopt strategies for digital transformation, leveraging the cloud is a must. And in this journey, it's critical to have best practices, not only to look at technology, but look at different aspects of information governance, including people, including process. And we've helped a lot of organizations across the Asia-Pacific region to look at beyond just technology, but also to pay attention to people, process, security, compliance. So basically all the different tenets of information governance.
Well, you just mentioned information governance. Talk us through, Andy, about the successful companies, strategies of successful companies in dealing with information governance.
Singapore businesses can definitely gain visibility, or rather can the very first step to having a sound information governance strategy is for businesses to gain visibility into their data. Once you've got visibility, you can then take action and finally assume control of the data. So information, as we know, is most companies' greatest assets. But unknowingly, most organizations, it has also become a double-edged sword. Because of exponential information growth comes with a significant price tag and tremendous risk. So having a sound information governance strategy is the strategy for organizations who are deploying to proactively manage information risk. So at Veritas, we actually achieved this through a three-step approach of gaining visibility, taking action, and assuming control. So the very first step, I think I mentioned earlier, is to classify data, right? So we need to understand where we have the data, where it's located, who is using it, the number of copies that exist. We need to know if the data is available or not. And for GDPR, not only some of the data, you not only need to store it, some data you actually have to delete it by regulation. The second step is to make sure that we enable organizations to have policies so that we can use the insights gained from the classification that we have done to intelligently understand, protect, and maintain that data. And then finally, with every petabyte of enterprise data, there are roughly 3 billion files. We need automation through artificial intelligence and machine learning so that it can take on the task that an IT force cannot and will further unlock the capabilities of an organization.
So this single backup solution is really how Singapore businesses can go about doing that, isn't it? The gaining visibility, take action, etc., assuming control.
Correct.
Okay.
And tell us as well, how robust must businesses' BCPs be? I mean, in this case, we talk about business continuity plans. How robust must they be while they're putting all these in place?
Right. So obviously, successful data-driven organization will deliver better data availability and business continuity than their peers. So currently, the best practice in the industry the recovery point objective is about 15 minutes. So in industry, this is a little bit technical, but that's typically known as an RPO. What that really means is organizations can lose up to 15 minutes of process data.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Another concept in BCP is the RTO. So it's the best practice for recovery time objective. And that's currently at about 4 hours. And what that means is data may not be available for up to half a workday, 4 hours.
Mm-hmm. But it does not sound good.
It doesn't sound good. It's not, and you're exactly right. That's actually not sufficient for a lot of data-driven organizations.
Yeah, I can't be waiting around half a day.
For example, we actually classify these as digital native businesses.
Yeah.
Right? The Googles of the world, the Grabs of the world, right? So with these organizations, they need to get to a level where there is close to zero downtime and almost zero data loss, right? Because any leakage or any inefficiency at that point means that they can't embark on their strategy for growth, for customer acquisition, for customer service.
Yeah, be it speed or choke points or that sort of thing. So what would an ideal solution look like?
Well,
single backup solution you were talking about.
That's right.
Is that accessible, though?
Right. I think beyond a single backup, we're really looking at a platform, right? So the ideal solution needs to cut across physical, meaning the current data centers. It needs to cut across virtual or different cloud platforms and encompass the three pillars that matters most to customers. So we spoke about protection earlier.
Yeah.
We also need to make sure that the businesses are always available 24/7. And then lastly, I think it's extremely critical that you have insights into your data
so that
the insights will then give you the visibility for you to further classify and take action. So if you need to delete data, for example, if you need to archive, you know, sensitive information, for example, or for, you know, if you're in the banking industry, if you need to retain certain data for 7 years, then you needed to put it through long term storage. So I think having insights is just as critical beyond protection and beyond availability.
There you go. Lots to do in 2020. Andy Ng, Head of Technical Sales and Services at Veritas APJ. Andy, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.